Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think this is the closest we're going to get to Christmas on this series.
It's the 29th of November.
It might be. I might have worked out them dates wrong.
It's Christmas somewhere. No, it isn't.
It's Christmas o'clock somewhere.
It's Christmas somewhere.
We're talking about Christmas because it's nearly Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas.
As everyone should call it, who's a fan of this. And also because we've got some crisp Christmas-flavoured crisps.
Yeah, it's coming in the novelty area.
It is very novelty. I mean, I think for once we should start off by eating the Christmas crisps.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
The Christmas pudding flavour.
I don't think I've had Christmas pudding.
I've never had a Christmas pudding either.
It's something we don't know.
This might put us on to enjoying Christmas puddings.
Sweet.
There's a bit of raisins.
Yeah. Raisin d'etre.
They are raisin d'etre. That's a big old call about that, isn't it? They're not grape.
They're not grape.
Right. Walkers, you fucked up there. Happy Halloween!
Oh. I hate the pumpkin spice latte thing.
Right, okay.
Anything sort of, you know... Do you know what
they're fucking disgusting.
No, they are bad.
Horrible crisps.
They are bad.
Nobody buy those crisps. They are absolutely minging.
Yeah, terrible. What meal would you think would make a good crisp flavour?
I feel like they must have tried most of them. Hot pot.
Yeah, quite beefy and stocky.
Yeah. I mean, it's already got potatoes in, yeah. Beef, it's got veg.
That was a good shout.
I like hot pot. Everyone likes hot pot. You could dip them into gravy.
What about Madras?
Yeah, I think any curry flavour.
Yeah.
You just give it a bit of a kick. They already have chicken tikka, don't they? So.
Yeah. What about...
I want a really ridiculously spicy crisp.
Oh, like the crisp challenge thing?
Yeah. Like, I've had... joke ones where someone gave me one where they like nearly die, but there's not one that's like a nice spicy crisp, really. Do you know what I mean? They're all,
I think hot Cheetos have got the night a good,
yeah, maybe
they're not blow your mind off, but you know they're there,
yeah. I know what crisp I want. Prawn toast crisps.
Oh, yeah, I love prawn toast.
Prawn toast is the best. I rate the whole Chinese based on the prawn toast.
It's crispiness and soft inside.
It's got to be crispy, it's got to be soft inside. It's also, for me, the thicker the better. If it comes, it's dead thin.
No,
I'm not into that. But yeah, if you go to a proper
Chinese... prawn toast, not prawn flatbread. Guys.
Not prawn naan. Prawn papadom. I might have told you this already, but when I was a kid, because I used to have toast for my breakfast, I just assumed that all Chinese people had prawn toast for their breakfast.
I thought for ages salt and pepper chips was just chips with salt and pepper on.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that as well.
Before I got, like, oh, what's all this pepper shit?
Yeah. It, this should be called salt and peppers, really.
Yeah, this is mad shit.
Oh, the first time I had salt and pepper chips, it changed my life.
Oh, mate.
I just, yeah.
I don't think I've, it's, Chippy Name A lemongrass, they're really renegades.
What's the renegades, sorry, saying?
The Chippy Name A. They're just open when they want. Sometimes they're open, sometimes they're closed for weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah.
And the price is,
like, the ice cream man of crisps.
Yeah, the price is like, they go up like 80p for like a packet of chips every time they reopen again. It's like, honestly, like, it's a really good insight. Lemongrass is a really good barometer of inflation.
Right, okay.
And the economic state of the country at the minute. I think Bloomberg should operate from lemongrass. It's like, honestly, it's like the stock market. It's like, what are these prices?
They closed just before lockdown.
It's mental. And I tell you what, the one perfect sign of a good chippy. Paper on the top of the counter, cash only.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Cash only chippies are just better.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right there. Yeah.
Can't pay for chippy with a card. Doesn't feel right.
No, no, I know what you mean. There's something, I think, old-fashioned about a chippy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go into one that's too new, that's been done up, it's going to be shitty.
It's too chromed and, the sign's decaying a bit and there's, like, a letter wonky. Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. Like, that dirty yellow.
Yes, exactly. It's got a bit of grunge.
Like, yellow that's really faded.
I can't remember, is it Kings or something? And they've got a big blue sign and they're everywhere and they're just really clean. And I'm like,
I hate the chrome chipper.
The
chromed metallic.
Yeah.
Fiat 500 chippies.
Gentrification of chippies.
Yeah, nah, get the grot back.
Yeah, yeah. And someone in there has to be called Beryl.
Yeah, yeah.
They just have to.
Tell you what, there's a mint, Roundtree's Cafe in Piccadilly. Right centre of Piccadilly. Not Piccadilly, Manchester, near the Irondale.
Right.
But it's got a proper dinner lady feel.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It is dinner ladies in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, all right, love, go on, sit down. And they have really thick gravy, do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what it's like, when I make gravy, I convinced myself, I made a mistake. You know, it says 4 teaspoons. I'm going 4 tablespoons. I like it proper, like, paste.
You got to do that,
But that's what it's like, proper thick gravy, big proper chips.
Oh. Big fat woman working there.
Yeah.
You've got to be if you're not massively obese working a chippy, it's a shit chippy.
Yeah.
Because you get fat by eating all the delicious chips.
Well, lemongrass, it's Chinese. Right. But it's a proper Chinese haggled woman.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah.
Furious that you're giving a custard.
I remember when COVID first happened, I went to a Chinese chippy and they had to put a sign up saying none of them had been to China recently. Because everyone thought that's where it was coming from, wasn't
it? Chippy.
Yeah.
In fact, they
did close before lockdown because of that, because people weren't going because it was a Chinese.
Oh, I remember once. There's another chippy near me called Hayley.
Okay.
Different curry sauce.
Right.
So sometimes I just go, oh, fancy Hayley curry sauce. I'm going to go there instead. And I walked past lemongrass and she see me with it. I'm like, oh my God, this is... Because she used to give me free pies.
Right.
If I went to, if your time going to California Wines, perfectly, like 5 to 9. This is when they was open regularly, when they had a proper system. If you go at 5, I'm having lemongrass for me tea later. If you time it like 5 to 9, and she'd knock on the window and go, oh, James, a couple of pies, do you want? And she'd just give me free pies. It was fucking amazing. I was so loved there. And then me.
Do you think that she thought you were homeless?
I could have been. I had my chippy knocked out of my hand once.
Right.
And she gave me free, because I've run out, I didn't have any money. So she gave me another free meal. I went outside.
See, chippies do that. Not many places would do that. No. You're not getting that in a McDonald's, are you?
No. They went, nice chips, mate, and just knocked them out of my hand. Why? Why do that to someone? I used to get someone necessarily hit.
That is horrible. But it is a bit funny.
It is funny.
Nobody should ever do it. But I imagine if I was 15 and I saw someone do that, I would laugh a lot. If it happened to me, I'd be devastated. But yeah. Yeah. Someone mugged me once for a pizza.
Really?
Yeah, I was only about 13 and my mum gave me some money to go and get a pizza. So I went across and they were well nice, his pizza, Romero's or something. Romero's. Anyway, so I got a pizza and I was walking on with it and someone said, oh, mate, can I have a slice of that? And I was like, I wanted to say no because it was my pizza. But he was a proper, he was an adult. He was dead skinny. He may have been a smacker. He was definitely like a bad guy. You could tell straight away. And I was like, yeah, you can have one. But I've got to be home for my mum. And he had one. He went, oh, that's nice. I'll just have it all. And I was like, no, it's mine. I was like proper, like nearly crying. And he went, don't worry about it, mate. I'll give you the money later. And then just walked off from a pizza. I went and told my mum and she bollocked me. Because now we had no tea. I had no money. And she was like, you've lost your pizza. I was like, why don't you just run home? I was like, well, he could have battered me.
I can't believe she victim blamed you.
Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah.
My mum would do the same though. She'd blame me if anything went wrong. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I've been attempted on my life on a pizza as well, but I defended the pizza before my life. Oh, but no, mate, you know what I mean? Because I was walking home.
Dove in front of a moving bullet.
Because I was walking home in front of a girl as well. And I was like, I can't. I've got no chance of a kiss.
Yeah.
If a guy robs my pizza. So I've been trying. Someone tried to rob my takeaway, though. And oh, no, mate, it's not. I said it's not for me. So I went, it's not mine.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. Yeah, my mum.
As if that would stop a robber, though. Like, oh, it's like yours. Oh shit, sorry. Went, give me your watch. Oh no, this is actually for someone. It went. Oh,
my, oh, no, sorry. I didn't realize it was a gift.
Move on. My apologies.
Someone burgled your house. Sorry, mate. This isn't my house.
I'm house sitting. Oh shit, sorry.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, mate. Don't want to ruin the holiday.
Not an animal. That's so mad at it.
Yeah. What was it? Oh, chippies. That was it. Yeah, you need a chippy needs that little box with the plastic forks as well.
Yeah,
you've got to have that there. You can't be saying, "Do you want a fork?" It's got to be there.
Yeah.
That's the old. And it's just got a smell.
Yeah, just it's really. I mean, if I'd get off put if they made a big song and dance about 5-star hygiene rating and stuff.
Oh yeah, I don't want a 5-star rating. I want 3 max.
3 max, yeah. I remember when once I cut into a pie from Hayley and ants came out. They had ants.
Have I ever told you about the £1.50 meal that I went for?
Oh, in the pub?
Yeah. And there was wire in it. A bit into some scampi and there's a bit of wire.
So good.
Yeah, that was that was one of them where you just can't complain about that.
There's a lot of atmosphere about grotty gaffs, isn't there?
Yeah.
If it's done right, not if it's proper salmonella and stuff, but that risk of it could go wrong.
It's a gamble. Yeah, again, it's a gamble. And it just tastes better. It's I feel like that with pubs as well. Yeah. I don't like really nice pubs.
No.
A pub has got to have a bit of... It's just got to be a bit shit.
A bit of edge, something.
Yeah, not too shit.
No.
Sometimes they're good, but like, just a bit crap.
Yeah.
Like, the landlord's got to be a bit narky with you every day.
Yeah, the plastic on the booth ripped.
Yeah, oh, it's got to have a rip in it.
Got to have a rip, something to fiddle with.
The beer mats have been there way too long.
Yeah. Still got ashtrays out.
Yeah. Yeah, but every time you go, every time you want to pay in your card, even now, the barman's like, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah. I love the really nice grottiness about it.
Yeah, I feel like with a lot of things, though, like one of my favourite places to go on holiday, and it's, but you can only go for specific holidays, is Benidorm.
I've never been.
Benidorm is brilliant for a trip with the lads, or Hendus or Stag Doos or whatever. Not a family holiday place. But no. for
not a romantic getaway.
No, but there are people who do that. Yeah. But for a lad's trip, it's just designed for that. It's just cheap beer. Everything's shit. Yeah. Just everything is shit. But you know you're going to have a laugh about it.
Yeah, I've seen that guy with a freezer dedicated to Lee Rigby.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good, though. Yeah. That's mental.
But yeah, there's just loads of things like that in Benidorm where it's... They're too British.
Yeah.
Especially considering it's in Spain.
And they're so racist as well.
Yeah, it's probably the most British place, yeah, Benidorm.
It is. Yeah, it's Blackpool with sun, isn't it?
It's exactly like that. But Blackpool's another one. I love Blackpool because...
Love Blackpool.
It's just a bit shit. Like, the fact that the Blackpool lights are just still the same as they've been since, like, the 60s.
And it's just a huge thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Illuminations.
I remember, it wasn't as a kid. It was like a big treat going as a kid. I don't really hear about anyone going now.
I still think it's massive.
Yeah.
I'd never got the appeal of it.
No.
I've never been impressed by lights.
It's just a traffic jam.
Yeah. I've never been impressed by light. Fireworks, another one. We're approaching fireworks season.
Fireworks. No, it's Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. I mean, Christmas.
Yeah, we're definitely not recording this on Halloween.
I'm a total, yeah.
The only impressive light on the illuminations was the one with the aliens where it looked like they were shooting each other.
I've never seen it.
The other ones were just, it would just be like, but of like, I tell you what you see of a lot of in Blackpool, pictures of Jack and Vera Duckworth.
Yeah.
Even now.
Like, I went to school with his grandson.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Jack.
Jack. Little Jack. Yeah, I love Blackpool for that. Where they've got like, you know, like restaurants in New York or whatever,
They'll
have like a picture of like Robert De Niro in their deli or something. And in Blackpool, it's just Tyro from Corrie.
There's a lot of Coronation Street in Blackpool.
Absolutely love that room.
I like looking at the signs of the hotels in Blackpool as well. Like, they've clearly not been changed since the 70s. Some of them still have. You know, I think it was like late 90s. Phone numbers, area codes changed.
Oh.
Like, so instead of 061, went 0161. The Blackpool Hotels, some of them have still got that old thing.
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago.
Yeah, we stayed in one and I think it was like Clarendon Hotel, and there was probably like four letters that survived. It was cheated.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Blackpool. I'm going to Blackpool on Thursday, actually.
I went last week.
Yeah.
A bit different in the winter, isn't it?
It's fucking grim in the winter.
It's grim.
It's really grim. I think it was only a Wetherspoons to get some food in the middle of winter, and they've just got half of the things just crossed out because they're like, there's not enough people here in the winter, so they'll do it. Did some street casting in Blackpool for Judge Rinder, so trying to find people that are owed money.
You went to the right place.
I did go to the right place. I found this guy called Neil. He owned a car place called Neil's Deals.
Yes.
Right. And basically, he just made up a load of fake cases to bring me. He just made up just loads of dodgy shit that he'd done.
Just to get the tally or to go and get money?
Just to get money.
Oh, really?
Because on Judge Rinder, if two people go on, the person who loses, ITV pay them the money.
Oh, and they're just going to split it.
Yeah.
It's a great scam.
So he did it like...
How far is the research?
Well, I was the researcher, so not very. Because I wanted to go home. And it was hard to do. It was hard to find people. But this guy came on. He was amazing. He was a great talk. He got a great story. Came on again the next week because someone else owed him money. But then the bosses wouldn't let him on after that. But he rang me anyway. He said, I've got a mate who can come on. He said, I'm a debt collector for the gypsies, so I know loads of people who are owed money. They were all bullshit. And I knew they were bullshit. But the bosses... didn't.
Yeah.
I think they knew a little bit. But then someone did an investigation into one and found out, like, this is definitely not real. This is fake evidence or whatever. And, nearly got sacked. But
fuck. Why are they asked?
I know. It was a proper... It was one of the producers was just a fucking jobs worth. Oh. Just, like, got into it. When they just didn't need to.
Why would you be... I know. You made the show. No one's going to go... I'm going to test the legitimacy of this.
Yeah.
Show that's just on in the background.
Yeah, exactly. That no one really gives a shit about. But yeah, but the worst thing was as well, I did that, brought all these fake cases, nearly got sacked. But after that, after I left, I left a couple of months after anyway. People, and I watched an episode, and people were just bringing fake cases anyway. It was just clearly fake cases. Like, they're bringing, like, wrappers on and stuff that were just obviously fake.
Oh, do you know what we should do? I want to start writing fake stories to take a break.
I thought about this, but to try and get in the newspaper, how many times can we get us in the paper, in different local papers?
Yeah, local podcasters, Chris Sessions.
No, but not even, like, our names.
Oh, right, just fake stories.
Just make up a story. I bet it'd be so easy to get in, like, the Warrington Guardian.
Yeah, because they've got fuck all. I used to send... I was a regular in Poetry Corner in Tameside Reporter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to send, before I did stand-up, just send him poems every week.
And getting that creative outlet out. Maybe you should be a, maybe you should bring your poems out in your stand-up routine.
I did it. I've done them live before. Have you? When I was brand new and I was trying new stuff out.
Yeah.
One of my ones was called Zest of Life. There was once a lemon and lime who argued all the time. Until one day the lemon said, "Well, why do we quarrel, my green oval friend?" "I don't know," said the lime. "You drive me round the bend." And then one day, before the situation got chronic, they made friends. They moved in together in a glass of gin and tonic. It's about race.
Yeah. It's about race and how some people should never move in together.
And drink loads. And we had a guy once, I worked at Age UK, and we had like some training, and he was talking about diversity in the workplace and stuff, and he was proper like David Brent, this guy. And he tried to make an analogy about life being a fruit bowl or a fruit salad.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he pointed at the one black person who worked there and said, "You have your bananas, your oranges, your apples."
Oh, no.
Then realised what he did and tried to, you know, we're all fruit. The office is the bowl and we can all get on top of it. What are you talking about? You fucking mental case.
I love people who try and do metaphors and they're bad at them.
I remember when I was in, Freddie.
Yeah.
When Freddie's in a green room and goes, "It's like," I go, "I want just 1 minute. I just want to get a blanket, a hot chocolate, and listen to him strain for a metaphor that makes no sense." And you go on this worldly journey What the fuck are you talking about?
I love on Dead Men when he does it, because I immediately go, I'm not going to have to say anything for a bit, because I know Rob is going to absolutely run down his throat here. It's so not good. Like that at all!
So good. You're so lost, person. We had I remember in high school, it was obviously like, you know, middle of Manchester, I've Gorton in Manchester, not a shithole, but it was quite rough and ready. And a drama troupe came in to try and make Shakespeare accessible to inner city kids.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, say it was Romeo and Juliet. They're just all there in like baseball caps backwards.
Yeah.
And it's like, "Yo, Tybalt, man. I might go and ask that Juliet chick out. Huh? She's one of those Capulet losers." He's like, "Nah, I think she's rad, man."
I love it when white middle class people try and be gangster.
So funny.
But without swearing.
Yeah, that's what it was like. It was like trying to make it to like the appeals like year nine.
So yeah.
Like, you see, Shakespeare is accessible. You think it's all the old language.
But they're actually a lot like the Ninja Turtles.
It's like Shakespearean in a way.
What are your thoughts on Christmas? With this being a Christmas episode, sort of.
Well, I have traditions at Christmas.
Yeah.
But they're not traditional in, you know, other people's ideas of traditions. No. But I have my own thing. And I say this.
Dip festive.
Oh, there we go. Dip festive. That should be done. That's a nice Boxing Day meal. Yeah. I say this as not to be contrarian. I'm not one of these going, "Well, I don't even like Christmas dinner, so bleh, there's my cool bag gone up 2 points."
Yeah.
I don't like Christmas dinner. Don't make a big song and dance about it, but I don't like Christmas dinner.
You're not a mash man. You're not a roast man.
No, I don't like him. The smell of dementia to me.
That's just where you're eating your Christmas dinner.
Yeah, stop going around my grand stinks of piss. I have a Patek's.
Right, yeah.
Buttocks.
Yeah.
Warming up Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And it is my Christmas Day routine.
I'm doing this for the first time ever this year. I'm going for an Indian this year.
Yeah,
going
I've been.
Out. I'm going out. I've always only had Christmas dinners, but this year, me and my wife said, "Let's go out. Let's go for an Indian."
Yeah, I've been to a couple of times. I think I'm having a roast this year because it's the first one with my girlfriend.
I think you've told me this already. Yeah.
My anxiety's going through the roof thinking about it. I think I'm gonna really offend the family by leaving MASH or throwing up.
Yeah, there's no way. You're gonna have to say beforehand.
I can't have MASH.
Yeah, you have to. You can't just not eat MASH.
I know, but don't be seen like, oh, look at him. Thinks he goes on a national tour and he can turn down my MASH.
But it's even worse if you don't say it.
Oh, no.
And he goes, look at him, my MASH isn't good enough for him.
Oh no, I don't want it. I'm so anxious about it.
But if you go in saying I don't like MASH, then that's fine. Yeah. But if you leave the MASH, then it looks like there's something wrong with the MASH because everyone loves MASH.
Yeah.
So you've just got to do it.
My prep,
or just get your girlfriend to do it.
My prep for Christmas Day started already.
Okay.
So Christmas Day, the centrepiece to my, not year because that would be the Cheltenham Festival, but the centrepiece to my viewing experience.
24 cans.
Oh, advent cans. Again, the spirit of things.
There should be a crisps advent calendar.
There is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, we should get one.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of you could send us one. That'd be good.
Send us one.
I don't want to buy it.
To Dead Bench Studios.
Yeah. 29 Lee Lane, BL6, 7AY. Thank you.
Thank you. And it annoys Freddie and Rob, so.
Yeah. The more things you can send to the Chris Sessions, to their studio, the better.
Do it for attention of Rob only, and then go Chris Sessions as well, but.
Yeah. To be fair, Rob doesn't mind it as much, but Freddie really doesn't like it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So my the centerpiece of the festivities for me is the EastEnders Christmas episode.
Right,
boots off, and the seeds are led for all throughout the year. Everything leads to the Christmas day. As you know, I like to stockpile me and EastEnders.
Yeah.
So I have a month in the bank. I'm always a month in the bank now. Because of the tour, I've slipped 2 months behind.
Oh, wow.
So I'm currently, I've done a lot of catch-ups at the start of August, and I'm now at the start of September. Obviously, we're moving into the start of November, so it's 2 months. Now, by Christmas week, I need to be 1 month behind.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then I do a month in a week. But Christmas Eve is like 12 episodes.
So that's like 5 or 6 hours a day.
Yeah, so 2 weeks behind on Christmas Eve, and I have like 10 hours of just boom.
10 hours?
Yeah. I just absolutely get right into EastEnders.
You go deaf with all that.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I need it. And then it leads to Christmas Day, and then Christmas Day is the one episode I'm watching real time all year.
Oh, really?
And then the rest are just a little build up. And then I build a month.
Yeah.
Build a month, watch a month. Watch the episode. So the prep starts now.
Right, yeah.
So it's getting into that season.
It's quite a lot of pressure, really, because if you fall behind, if something happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a girlfriend now, you've got to do a lot of Christmas stuff with her. I suppose you've got a lot of gigs, you're going to be quite busy in December.
Yeah, I'm doing 2 weeks of Hot Water. And normally for comedians, you've got a gig over Christmas because you get double money.
Yeah.
So you've just got to. But luckily, because of the tour,
oh, you can have a bit
financially, can have a bit of a week off. I think my last one.
And you're spending that on EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely non-negotiable. Do you know what I mean? Oh, can we go shopping for our first Christmas tree? No. You can go shopping for it. Phil and Ian are having an argument.
I'm 3 episodes behind it. I've got a schedule to meet.
Alfie's got his cancer results. Can't trivialise that.
Some things are more important than Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah. So, let's go reindeer shopping. Let's get some tinsel.
I can't go get a Christmas tree. Kat is getting her Christmas tree. And I've got to watch that.
Phil wants artificial. She wants real. She don't understand. That's how I learned to compromise through the EastEnders characters. Because I know how relationships end through toxicity.
Yeah.
So I know how to stop it. So this is me being a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
I learn through Phil's mistakes.
Yeah. The problem is that some of them do terrible things.
Yeah, and they'll murder you.
I'll murder people and then it's just fine. So
our murder's just washed over in some circumstances.
Yeah, but you run the risk of doing that now if you're taking your life lessons from EastEnders.
Yeah, but the teachings they give is of what not to do as well.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So you say, oh, you can't lie about things like murdering. I'll tell the truth when I murder. I'll come clean.
Come clean.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. Big shot. I've always wanted,
I've always wanted to ruin a Christmas with a massive announcement.
Yeah. And I know about the affair. What?
I might do it in that Indian this year. It's just me and my wife. Just stand up at the end going, and I know about the affair, and leave.
What affair? Can't help it.
Just to ruin everyone else's Christmas in the restaurant.
I'll tell you one Christmas, kicked off at mine. My dad nearly got murdered. It's classes.
My dad nearly got murdered. It's class, this.
Yeah, but this is how warped I was as a kid. I used to talk to the previous episode about things I did for attention.
Yeah.
We had this lesson once where I would just go, just draw anything to describe how you feel. And I just did a tiny dot in the middle of the page. So I thought, they're going to think I'm so fucking tortured soul. Do you know what I mean? I really wanted someone to give me therapy.
Yeah.
But without needing it. Do you know what I mean? And thus, that obsession has grown into, I actually need therapy now.
Yeah.
Because of this main character. I just always wanted to be pictured as this tortured genius.
Yeah.
But I wasn't tortured enough or genius enough. I was just weird and above average. So my dad had this mate from work. He was a fucking psychopath. Weirdo. Right. Just used to like talk at you, dead behind the eyes. And he sort of tried it on with my mum. And my mum and dad were going through rocky spell. And I fucking caught him trying and fucked him off out the room because I thought he's going to fucking do something really sinister here. So I got him out. I was only like 13. Anyway, mum and dad got back together temporarily and they come round for Boxing Day, Martin and his wife. And it's dying down, the party's dying down. It's like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. It's just my mum, my dad, me and my brother, Martin, his girlfriend, and her 2 kids. Anyway, next thing, we're just here, fucking going off. Robbie Williams comes on the telly, and his wife goes, oh, love a bit of Robbie. And he goes, who the fuck's Robbie? Batters her.
Fucking hell.
Levers her. Like, snaps. He fucking drags her from room to room, puts her head through the glass panel in the kitchen door.
Bloody hell.
So my dad's like, bewildered at first. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, trying to save the day. He goes, what do you want? And all. And just fucking levered him. And my dad just went down like a sack of spuds. And that's when I walked in, just as my dad just went. Fuck, he's killed me, dad. So I'm on the street screaming, my dad's been murdered. My dad's been murdered. Called the police, went, dad's murdered. I need police ambulance, dad's been murdered. Just obsessed. And My dad comes right, he just got knocked out for it, got back up. They had a fight. And then he's on top of the woman, like just punching her. And like no one can get him off. He was like massive guy, he's like 6'6", huge guy. And I hit him on the head with a wicked bottle.
Right.
But it didn't smash and he pushed me out of the way. I was only like 13. I thought, fuck, he's going to kill everyone. The police came, he went for them, tried to fucking hit the policeman and stuff. Ends up getting arrested. Anyway, spends the night in the cells. She don't press charges. So the day later, he comes and knocks on the house. He's like, apologise. Fuck it. Sorry about that. A bit of a mad one. Dad's like, black eye out here. Went, fuck off. Get me brothers to fucking kill you if you ever see you again. So then when I went back into school, they went, right about your Christmas holidays sort of thing. I just written this big essay about I'd seen this fucking war kick off. And I went, and then at the end, I remember I put, and she took him back. Talk about an unfit mother.
Oh.
I just wanted attention. I just wanted to be like.
Well, I think you just wanted somebody to know what had happened.
Yeah.
That's horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. But, you know, at least it didn't ruin EastEnders.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't an episode of EastEnders?
No, yeah.
Is this not Little Mo?
That's what it's exactly like.
If you got offered the chance to be on EastEnders,
yeah,
what would you want your character to be?
Well, I already know it.
Okay.
I've already written my arc.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I come in, and I'm Jay Brown's brother.
Which one's Jay Brown?
So Jay Brown is the ginger guy who went out with Lola. Lola died.
I still remember. He was a young lad when he first came
in. Jamie Brathwick. So his dad is a Manchester football hooligan.
Right.
He's been killed in it by Terry and the Firm.
Right.
For back in air. But Jay was Mank. Jay's dad was Mank. So Jay's dad's Mank. So there's my thing. It's also ginger.
Right.
Well, Jay's ginger. Jace isn't. So then I come into it as his brother, because we're similar age, probably like 2 years difference. I'm his brother that he never knew about.
Right.
But I've just been doing some digging into finding my real dad. Turns and I find out, you know, I'm like, oh, got killed in Walford. I need to go and find out, man. And I go to Walford and I go in the Vic. And I'm a bit of a rogue. I'm on the run because I'm a Manc football hooligan.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to back out.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I go in the Vic and I'm just there, all moody and that. And I go, looking for a Jay Brown. And the barman's like, huh.
Giving someone some pepper.
Hey! And George is like, cleaning a pint glass and goes, what, mate of yours, is he? And I go, you could say that.
Yeah.
He's me brother. Dum, 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 dum. Then I reconcile with Jay. He's a bit dubious at first. You know, it's like, I don't want anything to do with you. And I'm on the run. And I come into Lexi's life and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, you can't come in. And then I face a bit of trouble and he's there for me. And then I save the day with him. And he's like, oh, mate, I really appreciate that. But and then on the end of the 12-week arc, I leave and he just goes, no, nice one, bruv. And then he's like, that's acceptance. And then I go back to Manchester on my way. And I make the occasional appearance after that.
Oh, right. So you don't want to be a long-running character.
No, not a long run, but like 12 weeks, come in, cause some shit. I'm a bit disliked at first. And then in the end, I win the trust back. And I go with a golden handshake after 12 weeks. And I come back every now and then. It's like, oh, Jay's brother's back in town and stuff.
I think you'd be better off as Minty's son.
Oh, Minty's son's good.
Yeah.
His character development was mad.
I can't really remember him. I remember him. He was like a bruiser guy at first. He was like Phil's
landlord.
Like henchman type guy. And then he became like just lovable, nice guy.
Yeah, well, he was a landlord, but right. Really like, well, don't care, love. If you can't afford it, you're out.
He was sort of
like a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah.
And then he just comes into this oaf.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Similar to
Dave on Royal Family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Similar.
You know what I watched recently? Early Doors. I watched that again. Oh. I've seen it before, but I watched the whole thing again.
Fucking love Early Doors, man.
Early Doors is the greatest British sitcom ever.
It's so good.
I forgot how good it was. And it's just, it's perfect.
Oh.
I love the police. I love the...
Even the somber moments where they do where they get money for his gas bill. Or
yeah,
TV bill,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Eddie, it's got so much heart, yeah, but it's also different.
The novel I'm writing, which I've abandoned because, you know, I can't, it's hard. And if at first you don't succeed, it's probably not for you.
I've got a lot of things like that, a lot of half-written first drafts of scripts. Yeah. And you just go, I can't be asked anymore.
But it's set in a book, but the whole tone is around, is similar to The Grapes and Early Doors.
Right, yeah.
Where it's just really what I capture was like moments of silence. Like, it's just fine to be silent on screen. And
oh, you mean it's sick? I thought you said novel.
Yeah, it is a novel, but I want to capture the I write it as scenes in my head.
Oh, right. Okay,
I see the scenes
right,
in my head. But writing silence, like it's just quiet, and it's just, yeah, just I love that sort of somberness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what then that and Royal Family.
It's the Chippies of sitcoms.
Oh, we should do a sitcom about a Chippy.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I think bookies want to be good, but they don't really exist anymore.
No, they do.
But they're not. I think with Early Doors and Royal Family, everyone knew those places.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Whereas bookies, although they exist, they're sort of marginalised now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's part of the story, is that like...
Well, the story is, it's not one of the high street ones, with all the glitz and the lights and, you know, the electronic machines and stuff. It's a small bookies called Prescott's. They have 8 branches nationwide. And the backstory is, I made an embarrassment of myself where I asked a girl out. In front of the whole staff, and you know, it was frowned upon. She was a 7-year-old girl from Falkirk.
Frowned upon.
and she still said no.
Look, Jamie, that is against our policy. Yeah. So you are going to have to go on a course.
Yeah, strange ways.
Yeah, for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So I maybe should adapt it for... Because it's only a one location thing, so it'd be...
Yeah, maybe just make it like a short one and test out and see how it goes.
6-7 minute episodes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to make more stuff. I want to make sketches and stuff, I think. But it's getting the time, man.
It's just ideas as well, isn't it? Yeah. Well, we need to make the Tarragon Files.
The Tarragon Files, which you can see on the bonus episodes... this is the last public episode, so if you do want more, then go on to buymeacoffee.com/thecrispsessions, where you can get 6 episodes for £5, one of which is the Tarragon Files.
It's one of the best episodes of anything I've ever done.
Yeah, I agree.
It's one of my favourite things I've ever been a part of.
It's the thing I'm most proud of in my life. Like, I don't think having a kid will come close to that. But at the minute, only 60 people have seen it.
I don't think I know what the kid's going to be called.
Well, it's Basil for a boy, or it's Rose West for a girl.
Oh, Coriander.
Coriander. Please watch that episode. It's so funny, man. It's so good. But if we
get enough money in the pot, we're going to make it. We're going to make a pilot.
Yeah, we're going to make a pilot of... a detective show called The Tarragon Files, which is just ridiculous.
We should get comics just to play them all, man.
Yeah.
I know the dream. Well, we've got our dream cast on there, but if it's not...
I think it's unlikely that we're going to get Rose West to play itself. Or Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, famously hard to deal with, Rose West.
Yeah.
Such a diva.
Look, I just won't work with her, right?
Did you hear Rose West and Myra Hindley? When they was in the same prison together. Yeah, and they had a bit of...
Oh, very glamorous.
I know, and they had a bit of, like, who's the big dog
sort
of thing. And then they grew into friends.
Yeah, well, they've got a lot in common, really. You know, killing all the kids, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they grew into being nice. That's quite wholesome.
So they were... So, I suppose if... Is it the worst people are the big dogs in the prison?
I've glamorised crime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they have that layer of fucking hell. Do you know, like when you see a kid in year 11 get on Red Report?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whoa. Red Report. Fuck, he must have killed someone. I remember I got put an Amber Report once.
Okay.
And what you used to do is you put it in the breast pocket of your blazer so people can see you've got like a report card there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's one of the boys.
I was on report for a week and I told, I made sure everyone knew except my mum.
Yeah.
Just sign it. You can just sign it yourself. It was so stupid.
Yeah. All you used to get was good. Be good.
Yeah. Don't, like
in your lesson, I went,
sent out.
I've got to go and get. Oh, no, I used to go like that. Oh, shit, man. I've got to go run back up to geography. Get the report card signed. Do like I'm on parole?
Yeah. It's the ultimate humble brag, isn't it?
Yeah. I love being on report.
We got at detentions in our school was called DTs. You know, I've just got a DT. And it was so cool to have one. Yeah. But when you get there, it's like, this is fucking dog shit.
Yeah, I got the first ever C3.
What was a C3?
So C3 was like the free strikes rule.
Right, yeah.
And then you get detention. And when they announced it, I went straight into English and got straight C3, so I could say I was the first one to get one.
Did they put your picture up like they did at the Frog when you got that record?
Finally get it.
What happened with the... You told me about they put your picture up with the Frog, but... They've photoshopped an ice cream into it.
Oh, no. 9 years I've played that club. Give blood, sweat and tears.
And they've just put an ice cream in the picture.
And they've changed the micro to an ice cream. And I look fucking simple on it. I just look like a happy kid in Blackpool.
Let's go back to Christmas a little bit.
Mm.
What are your Christmas crisps?
Oh.
I always get Pringles for Christmas. It's just, I think it's because they're easy to wrap. So I always start my Christmas morning with sour cream onion Pringles.
Do you know what? They're not crisp, but anything to dip in the four, the buffet four.
Yeah. I don't even know what those dips are.
No, they're never seen anywhere.
Yeah. They're all in a buffet, yeah.
When do you ever get them anywhere?
They're all just slightly different shades of beige.
Yeah,
and
I know.
White.
Yeah, there's one rogue pink one, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have a buffet and you don't get them and some breadsticks.
There's always one that's just left completely untouched.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, yeah. Chris, do I have? Yeah, I think Pringles.
Because they're a good buffet crisp, aren't they, Pringles?
Yeah, they're fun as well.
They're shareable.
Yeah, we're popping, it's Christmas.
Treat yourself. Have a full tube of Pringles.
Yeah. I don't care, man. Yeah, Queen's Speech. But
do you watch? I've never watched the Queen's
never
Speech.
Never seen it. I didn't even know it was a thing, really.
No, I didn't until I was like a teenager.
I didn't know it was such tradition to watch it.
Yeah, that people like have to watch it. Yeah. My family just never been asked about that.
Christmas Day, what I like to do, because I go to my dad's and EastEnders on at 9, obviously. But during the day... I'll watch the Christmas episodes of sitcoms.
Yeah.
So The Office, Royal Family. Yeah. Royal Family is amazing. Denise gives birth.
The giving birth.
Tim and Dawn getting together.
Tim and Dawn. And obviously the Queen of Sheba is always on at Christmas, isn't it, for the Royal Family. Christmas episodes are good. The Only Fools ones as well, they were good. I'm not a massive fan of Only Fools, but the Christmas ones
were good.
They
were classics, weren't they?
Yeah.
They had a big build-up to a Christmas episode.
I used to love when I was a kid getting the TV guide at Christmas. Because there would always be movies on that you would never see normally. Yeah. And like working out which films I was going to watch. I fucking love that. I love that more than The Presents.
Extras is a good Christmas episode.
Yeah.
When he has that breakdown in the Big Brother house.
Yes. Yeah.
I fantasize about being him so much.
In being in Big Brother?
Like Andy Millman, though.
Right.
Where I come to a realisation I've been a prick.
Yeah.
And say to the camera, I love that scene.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah. Would you go on Big Brother, do you reckon?
I don't think I would. I mean, if it was... Obviously, money dictates it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would. I don't think I'd cope with missing the outside world.
What celebrity shows do you think you would thrive on?
Thrive? None. I'm bad at everything.
I think you'd do well... I mean, we've seen you on Taskmaster. I think you would do well on Taskmaster.
Yeah, maybe.
But that ship has now sailed.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Taskmaster. I think they might have 13 series on us to one episode, but who knows?
They might have millions of views rather than 37,000, yeah. But you know.
They had the 10s, the 20s could be ours.
Maybe, yeah.
Don't know yet. I do things like Celebrity MasterChef.
Yeah.
I can't cook, but it's not harrowing.
Yeah.
Like if I did I'm a celebrity, there's a chance I could get touched by a spider or a mouse. And I'm not about that.
I think I'd be bad on I'm a Celebrity because I would love all those challenges so much that it wouldn't be fun to watch them. No one would vote me in. Because I would eat any of them. Like, no problem I would eat them. If they tasted bad, I'd be like, oh, that tastes horrible, but I would still eat it. I'd have no problem with it. I'd put me in a coffin with scorpions and shit. No worries. Apart from the one where they jump out of the plane, I wouldn't have been into that. All the rest, I'd be like, fine. I would enjoy it.
Oh, no. I wouldn't.
But my problem would be, I think, if I'm with celebrities for that long, I'd have to bully someone.
I'd have
to be mean to someone.
Yeah, the mask would slip, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it was not even bully. You know, like when Jimmy Bullard was on it and they were just having like, I hate the word, but banter.
Yeah.
And then everyone was saying it was bullying. I think that's what would happen. I'd say something and people would just think it was evil. Yeah. Which I am.
Big Brother, I just want to get voted out early. Because the money's the same.
Yes. That's what happened with Pamela Anderson. She got like £1 million for going the English one and got voted out on like the first day. Perfect.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
You just be horrendous.
Go in, say the N-word, out.
Yeah, but then they go, oh, you're breaching contracts. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah. You should get more the longer you stay, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't do...
Should be like the Champions League.
I'd do Strictly because I'm a terrible dancer and... It's fine. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
People think you're a shit dancer. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks you're a good dancer now.
Yeah, I know. At least you don't have to swallow worm.
Yeah. But your problem could be that often they have someone that's really shit on Strictly and they keep getting voted in.
Yeah, I'm not novelty shit.
Yeah.
I'm not so shit as like it's John Sargent.
Right.
I've got basic skills. I've waltzed before.
I've seen you struggle to take off a jumper.
You don't take jumper off of your hips.
Oh, yeah, you can take your jeans off, fine.
Yeah, just shimmy down. Moonwalk, take them off. I once had to waltz with my cousin in front of a gym full of girls.
Right.
Because my auntie said, you've got natural rhythm. You should get into ballroom dancing. And I was...
Is your auntie a blind woman?
And I was the only boy there. And I had to do a waltz with my cousin.
All right.
And she was like a world championship ballroom dancer. She was,
oh, really?
She was unreal.
How old are you at this point?
12. All, right. All my mates are going to the cinema and playing football. And I went, oh, I can't. I've got family stuff on.
What you should have said is, I can't. I'm on report.
You think I'm getting a showcase for this bad boy? Think so, mate. Wait, you're on that because you was late? Yeah, baby.
They're really against tardiness.
Yeah, I'll probably miss the start of the film. I'll only make the end credits.
They'll probably keep me behind. I'll have to watch it again.
Oh, I remember once where I got scouted by Oldham Drama School. They came to high school.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, you've got real
rhythm.
You've got real star quality and stuff. After me ghost scene, I had an amazing scene about ghosts. It was class. Where I died in a car crash, and I was like, Mum, Dad, baby, sis. And they all go, whoa. As I touched the shoulders, I'm at peace now.
Going back to Christmas a little bit, I've just thought of this when you said, I don't know why I thought this when you said ghosts, but. How long did you believe in Father Christmas? I think I'm going to predict that you believed in Father Christmas for a long time.
No.
Oh, really?
No. I was quite early, yeah.
Yeah, I was very early.
The one time where I thought, fuck me, this is real, is when I fell and put the presents on the end of my bed.
All right.
And of course, and I was like quite scared, like not to wake up or to be seen to be awake. And then when I woke up, I thought I was dreaming it, and presents were actually there. I thought, that is magic. And, you know, I was only 17. So, no, I think I was quite young. I was quite young to not to believe in God. And I think that's sort of like the next step.
Yeah, because I went to a religious school. I think I believed in God for a bit longer. But yeah, Father Christmas, I was really early. It was before I even started primary school.
Oh, really?
Because I said to my mum, basically what happened was, we had a chimney, and my cousins didn't have a chimney. So I was like, well, how does he get into their house? My mum said he's got a magic key. I'm like, why don't you just use that for our house? She's that for every house, idiot. And then my dad said, oh, just tell him. And my dad just went, you've worked it out. He's not real. And I was like, all right, yeah, sound. But then I felt I had this power over all the other kids that I knew, and they didn't.
Did you not ruin it for people?
Yeah, I ruined it all the time, yeah.
My mate ruined it for a kid once. It's just so harrowing. We was playing football on the Croft, just like kids from the area and stuff. My mate booted the ball over the garden and refused to get it. It was a fucking sounding argument. And the guy whose ball it was a proper fucking mad ass. I was fucking whinging. And he went out, he went and told his mum that, you know, Danny won't get the ball back, and he kicked it over. And just stupid argument, you know, yeah. 13 or whatever. And his little kid brother there was only about 5. And he was just like, it was really like cute, like, you get my brother's ball back, all this. And he went, listen here, you know Santa's not real, don't you? That caused murder.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
So
yeah.
He went and told his mum, his mum told my mum and my mate's mum, and they were fucking getting in now. And I was like, no, he is real, he's only joking.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible, man.
My mum and stepdad used to, this is a great trick really, looking back, they used to put raisins on the kitchen floor on Christmas Eve, and then I'd wake up in the morning and they'd say it was reindeer shit. So then I'd walk round all the houses going, Father Christmas brought Rudolph down to our kitchen and he pooed on the floor.
Someone emailed our podcast saying his mate's dad shit himself on Christmas Eve coming back from the pub. And said, oh, it's reindeer shit, and then did it every year after.
Every year?
He went, oh, the reindeer's ready. He went, yeah. And then he just did it the year after.
With real shit?
Yeah, just shit outside his front door. So.
Use something else. Use curry.
I know. I once buried a kebab in snow.
Okay.
To try and avoid getting shouted at by my mum.
All right.
Join this logic where you think you've nailed it. Pissed. I weren't allowed to come out. I was like grounded. I sort of sneaked out anyway. Went to the pub. Fucking hammered. And I come back home and I fucking left my key. I was like, oh shit. She's gonna know. Fucking been out. So I think she was out for the like weekend or something or whatever. I'm throwing stones at my brother's bedroom window trying to come and open the back door. So he opens the back door and I go, fuck, my kebab. Right, I'll bury it in the snow in the garden. I went to bed. I don't know why. I just have this thing about food.
Yeah, yeah.
I leave it in different places. Like I've ordered a full takeaway bag on the way home. Fell asleep. And the amount of times I've woke up and there's just chicken on the doorstep is insane. And
why aren't you eating it?
I know, it's mad. I just sort of do it as like, I've got, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's been times where I've hid it in places like the washing machine and I'm just putting a bag of takeaway food.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'll add it, but my mum can't shout at me for having it, so I'll hide it.
Yeah.
And she woke up and then I forgot all about this. And then a few days later, she went, the frozen kebab outside. Like, oh shit, yeah.
Are you one for when you're drunk, pissing in places?
No, but my dad was, so he's pissed. He used to piss in the video.
Right, okay. The video machine.
Yeah, like yeah. The video player. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have done it a few times. Like when I've been very, very drunk. I did it on my ex's dressing table. on a trip to Stockholm to watch United. I did it right next to my mate's bag. It was very close. And then on Dead Men, I did it, and it was recorded. But the one for the Stag Do special, but the one that was recorded, none of us had any idea that it had happened. So now I've got this real worry that I've done it loads more times, and I just got no idea that I'm doing it.
I mean, well, I black out a lot.
Yeah.
I used to really black out. I mean,
if I'm on shots, I can do, yeah.
I just mean, I'll have a sip of a drink, I'll wake up 14 hours later somewhere. The amount of times of like, but no recollection whatsoever. And that anxiety just got too crippling to a point where I can't get blackout drunk anymore.
Since you've stopped hanging around with Bill Cosby, though, it's sort of <Yeah. down. laughs> my mate is really bad for him. We've been on a few lads' holidays with him and stuff, and no one will share a room with him because he's really bad. And then one year we went away, and on the last night, the second to last night, he came down in the morning. He came down. He was like, "Lads, I've not pissed anywhere." And we were like, "Brilliant! This is brilliant! This is great progress." We were all buzzing for him. Anyway, hung around in the day. That night, he came down. He went, "It turns out I pissed in my shoes. These are my only shoes."
Pissed in my shoes.
He once did it on my mate's, all over his washing in his flat.
Oh my God.
On his clean washing, right? On the maiden. And years later, another one of our mates said that it was him, and he just blamed the piss guy. He just had this blame for years.
I don't know how you'd get through that. Without killing him.
Well, that one caused a lot of aggro. He basically, for a long time, no one would let him stay in their house. Yeah. He did it on like his mate's mum's new couch and stuff, and like denied it. And I'm like, it's definitely you. You're the one that pisses all the time.
There was a period of time where my mate's mum, really like religious and like straight down the line, dead sound, but. And every time I went to their house, I was sick.
Yeah.
I was more of a sick guy than a piss guy.
Right.
I woke up on my 21st choking on sick, like out of the like Breaking Bad.
Fucking hell.
But luckily, saved myself.
Yeah.
But that's how I nearly went. Again, had a sip of a drink and woke up surrounded by sick.
Bloody hell. I'm not one for being sick, really. In fact, I actually struggle to be sick. If I'm even feeling ill, it's just... Even though I want to be sick and try and make myself do it, it doesn't. Especially since my lung surgery, can't really be sick anymore.
I love being sick.
Oh, I know you love being sick.
I love being sick. Just a proper reset. And when your head's fuzzy and like, oh, I love being sick and shouting for my mum. Not shouting for the want, but just it's a really good word to say. Oh, I want my mum. I say that when I'm being sick and I've got really bad ring stink. I'll go on the toilet. Oh, I want me mum. Oh, I want me mum. Any sharp pain? I love having a sore ass and saying and asking for wailing for me mum.
I can't wait for you to move in with your girlfriend.
Oh, I want me mum. That's what I do when I've got ring stink.
It's awful. That is awful. Right, that's the end of another episode. It's the end of a series.
Oh.
But don't worry, Jamie. People can watch more episodes.
What?
We've talked about it a lot.
What?
I mean, we know about it. We uploaded it.
God, I bet they're dead expensive, like £10 an episode, though, man.
No, they're less than £1 an episode.
What?
It's about 80p an episode.
What?
6 episodes. £5, buymeacoffee.com/thegriffsessions. If you buy them now, you'll laugh for at least 6 hours if you watch them all.
And it gives us money for Christmas.
It gives us money for Christmas. It gives us money to make more weird shit that we might do. And also to piss up the wall.
Yes, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate all your support. Share the clips, write a comment and give like reviews on... If you listen to just the audio.
Yeah, give good reviews. That'd be good. Don't eat these. Don't eat these. Eat some good crisps. Tell people about it. And also, Can you stop sending me messages of that guy who's eating a bag of crisps every day for a year? Because I've been sent it about a million times and you don't want to come on, and it's really starting to annoy me.
And have a chippy tea.
Have a chippy tea. Bye.
Bye now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.